Mr. O'Brien on 9-0.
Yeah. We just completed a meeting with the leadership there in a head count on this poverty bill, and the bill will not come up to the until the 5th. It'll be August 5th and 6th, because it was obvious that McCormick had talked this out with Smith. Albert was there and Boggs was there, and we had a long discussion on the thing. Phil Landrum was there, and I asked Phil Landrum, in view of that, would he be willing to accept the Senate bill, assuming that this section of the farm, the $1,500 loans grant section was out. And Phil thought it was a terrific idea, and he said, okay, why don't we go with it in those 2 days, and if the Senate completes action today and the bill is acceptable and appears it would be, so I would simply move to strike the enacting clause and take the Senate bill and avoid conference. So that's where we stand.
What is the point, the reasoning behind McCormick or Smith?
I can't give you a good reason on it, because, as you know, we met with the Rules Committee people that afternoon, got a total commitment from 7 of the 8 there with the agreement we'd bring Bowling back to get this thing done, and we had a rule. There was no question about it. Well, that evening, Carl Albert didn't want to get in the cot in the middle, but he told me this morning that in the conversation with Smith, Smith said, well, he wasn't going to object to a rule. They could have a rule this coming week. Well, I assume Smith felt that way after he'd gotten the leak from our meeting, you know. And he said the Speaker voluntarily and without any intent to cause any problems said, well, we get a rule next week and we'll calendar it the following week. And he said there wasn't any request made by Smith or anything else. It was just one of those unfortunate things, and that's the way it stands. And I think the best thing we can do out of that is to now get the Senate bill substitute if we can, and just get it down to you on the 6th.
Right, have we got the votes to pass in both places?
Yeah. Now, our head count this morning showed 195 Democrats solid, only 28 Democrats solidly wrong. We have some awfully good shots, and my feeling is that we can pass this bill without any Republican support. And while the poverty boys are counting 11 or 12 Republicans right now, I think realistically we'd have 5 or 6. But I'm not very concerned on that, and I pointed out to them that it is a rare thing in a head count at this point to be able to point to only 28 Democrats solidly wrong. That you know, our breaking point of below 40 is obviously can be reached, and that means that we can win this on our side, and no one quarreled with that. In fact, Albert and Boggs were both anxious to move with the bill immediately. But that's where we are.
That's wonderful, Larry. What are we going to pass in the Senate today?
Yes, we should.
How many votes will we have for it?
Well, we have a minimum of 63 votes in the Senate for it. And it'll probably be a little better than that. I think it'll be better than 63. We're in good shape.
How many against it? 30?
Yeah, around the 30 against it. Somewhere in that vicinity. But we've got it, and they ought to be able to clean it up today.
Now, you moved along. You passed the nurses' bill yesterday. And
yep.
You passed military construction, didn't you?
Yep. We're moving well, and this morning, Mike Manitosh just walked in the room. They reported out Hill Burton this morning, the subcommittee. Yeah, what else? Yeah, they'll get NDEA in the Senate subcommittee tomorrow morning, and how about automation?
Monday.
Automation Monday.
Then the full committee.
And then the full committee will meet on all three in one session, right after Monday's meeting. Mike says that it might be Tuesday or Wednesday at the latest, but we'll get all those three of those bills on the Senate calendar next week.
Freeman tells me he got a chance to pass food stamp unanimous. I don't think he has unanimous consent.
Yeah.
But he says he'd get a rule. You reckon he knows what he's doing?
Well, he's still arguing that amendment, huh? If he can get it, the unanimous consent, that means...
Hovner will agree to go unanimous consent, but he's afraid somebody else object. I think they would. Then he says, though, he's got the votes for a rule, and Southerners agreed with him to vote for it.
Well, I'd want to check that with him, and I will, because, Christ, I think the less we go back to that Rules Committee the next 4 weeks, the better off we are. Now, I know that that's a sticky damn amendment, and he's awfully concerned about it. Now, I told Albert and McCormick yesterday, by God, get that bill down here at the first possible moment, and we're not arguing the amendment in that sense. We want the bill, and we take it this afternoon. And that's the way they're going to approach it. Now, I will talk to Orville and just see what he's been doing with the Rules Committee on it. Hell, I don't want to gig the guy, and I don't want to be arbitrary. Hell, he knows it.
Well, he says that I don't. If he can get it by unanimous consent, he's prepared.
He'll take it. All right. Okay.
If he can't, he thinks that Hovner has agreed to do it.
Yeah.
He's afraid somebody else will object. Then he says he's got the rules where they'll go. I just think you better check.
All right, I will. Bye, Mr. President.